Good morning and welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are looking at Brachos Daf Lamed Beis today, and the topic today is edited out of the book. There are 45 psukim in total on this daf, and we're going to be focusing on one pasuk, which is Shmos Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Here's how the pasuk reads: Va'ata im tisoch hatosa, if you'll now bear their sins, v'imayin, and if not, mecheni na misifrucha asher kosavta, erase me from the record that you have written. This is obviously referring to immediately after the Chet HaEgel, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to wipe out the nation of Israel because of their sin, and he does not do so, and Moshe Rabbeinu puts himself, so to speak, on the railway tracks. He puts himself in front of the people. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis Aleph gives a number of permutations of how far it is that Moshe Rabbeinu went. One option is quoting an earlier pasuk, is Vayachal Moshe es Pnei Hashem Elokav, where Moshe Rabbeinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Lazar says that it was to such a degree that he prayed, the word Vayachal comes from the word Choli, which means sickness. He prayed to the degree that he himself became sick by praying for the nation of Israel. That's how far he went. But the Gemara goes on to quote Shmuel, who says, Melamed shemosar atzmo lemisa aleihem. Not only did he put himself at physical risk in terms of sickness, he, in a certain sense, put himself at the risk of death. He says, remove me completely from the book, essentially take me out of life, is the way the Gemara understands this. Let's understand the context for a moment. You see, over here there's a fascinating debate which is going on between the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is that, as the Zohar explains very clearly, is that Moshe Rabbeinu's chios, Moshe Rabbeinu's capacity and strength was in a certain sense nursed from the strength of the nation of Israel themselves. His ability to be able to be such a huge neshama, an ability to be a leader of such caliber, was as a function that he represented the people. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if you remove the people, then you remove me. I am only as great as the people I serve. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to differentiate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, that there's a difference between how I got here necessarily, and in a sense, who I am. Meaning to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can separate between their sin and your caliber and your level. And that was the debate that was going on over here. But the Or HaChaim pushes it one step further. He says, you know, we often think that it's, when it says, Mecheni na misifrucha, remove me from your book, as the Gemara is quoting over here, what book is it referring to? So most commonly and most frequently, we think about this being the Torah itself. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, take me out of the Torah. And that's why, famously, there's many different explanations of this. That's why it's Parshas Tetzaveh, in which Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned, and Tetzaveh is the entire cycle just up to before Parshas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu is, in fact, not present, at least explicitly, although the first word of the Parsha is Va'ata, and you, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is, so to speak, in the subtext of Parshas Tetzaveh. But there's another way of reading this all completely, because you see, the way the Gemara understands it over here is, it's not simply about take me out of the book. I'm not going to be mentioned. I'm not going to have honorable mention. The Gemara seems to understand that it refers to his death. Why is removal from the book akin to death? And the Or HaChaim explains, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking about the Torah. He's talking about the Sifron Shel Tzadikim and the Sifron Shel Beinonim. We know that when a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, there are three books which are open: the Sefer Shel Rishayim, the Sefer Shel Tzadikim, and the Sefer Shel Be'anonim. The evil people, the righteous people, and the people in between. And what Moshe Rabbeinu does is, he says, remove me from the book of Tzadikim and remove me from the book of Be'anonim, because he felt himself that perhaps he was only a Be'anoni, he was only an in-betweener. Remove me from both of these books in order for me to defend the nation of Israel. And therefore, there's a much darker request that Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing over here, not simply a lack of honor, but a lack of existence. And that's how bound and intricately connected Moshe Rabbeinu feels and understands that his achievements are with the nation of Israel, which is why he puts himself, so to speak, in front of the train. He puts himself in front of the people so that he's not able to let go. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.